Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Got a case all about thank you cards. We were talking last week about do you handwrite them or pre-print them. This week, should they exist at all?
I find it interesting you bring this up because I'm going to take you back to one of the arguments from the callers last week. And they are asking the same question. I think she considers them kind of junk mail. She actually voted for you last week. It's like, just pre-print them. Who cares? I don't even want one.
I don't even want a thank you card. If you pre-print it or you handwrite it, right. I don't care. I don't want it in the first place.
And the question now in front of the court is, are thank you cards even worth it? And that's coming from yet another Z102.9 Morning Scramble listener.
Yeah, this is from Tina. And I think I'll be representing as a radio lawyer. This is my client, Tina.
This is your client, Tina?
My client, Tina, says thank you cards. Do we really need to send thank you cards? I mean, I understand some things, but like after a shower, I personally don't expect to get thank yous after gifting things to someone. I feel like it's a lot of pressure for the host or the honoree finding someone to take notes while you open gifts, and then you have to fill out the same thing over and over again because it always ends up being the same, just different things. Like, thank you so much for coming to my party and gifting me blank. I can't wait to use it for blank. Copy, paste, repeat. What's the point?
Tina? Is that your argument or is that her words?
That's Tina's words. But Tina, let me back you up, sister, because I think you have a point. Especially at a shower where they saw you open it. That is gift receipt. You probably thanked them in person at the shower anyway, and they got a free meal. So, yeah, done and done. Someone just went through a major life change, either graduation or baby shower or wedding. And then you want to put more on their plate when their world is already topsy-turvy. We have evolved as humans, have we not? We have more technology at our fingertips. Maybe we just go email. Maybe we just text people. We can change how we approach this. We have evolved as humans. I mean, for example, baby shower. I was thinking back to my own. When I had Audrey, she came a month early. So I had my baby shower that Saturday and I had a baby on Monday. So I honestly do not think I sent a single thank you for my baby shower. I mean, life happens. Why stress? It's too short. Just don't worry about thank you cards. We rest.
Thank you, counselor.
Yes, counselor.
I am here to defend not only the thank you card, I'm here to defend gratitude.
In defense of gratitude.
We live in a hustle bustle society that's getting faster and faster at all times. And it is not healthy to us physically or mentally to move at that pace. We need to stop and pause and reflect. And those moments are perfect opportunities for you to actually sincerely thank the people who came to your house for that shower, who took time to look at a list that you put together for what your baby is going to need. They used their money and their time to go out and buy a present. All you need to do is show them a token of appreciation. It's not going to take nearly as much time as you think it is. I think a lot of people look at tasks in general, make the worst case scenario in your head, and then that's why you keep putting stuff off.
You look at the list, it's like hand cramp.
And look at me, the king of procrastination. I totally, totally get it. I put things off because I think they're too daunting. And then once I start them, one, they're usually not a problem at all. And two, a lot of times they're fun to do. We are losing, as I argued last week, in just the art of good human to human communication. I don't want to lose that. We lose that, we lose society. So I am telling you, take a moment.
You're arguing the loss of society.
I want to keep humans humans. And one of the things that is different from robots is we have emotion and we can express gratitude with our words. A handwritten thank you will go further than you think. It shows gratitude. It gives you a moment to pause and actually appreciate just how fortunate you are that those people came to your event, that they gave you gifts, that they're celebrating that milestone in your life, whether it was a week early, a month early, or a wedding coming up. I realize we're all busy, but this actually, I think you're going to feel better after you write the thank you notes. And on top of all of this, as we're talking technology, in a world where we're instantly sending gifts through Amazon and graduation presents.
Well, that's a good idea, too.
A thank you note at least lets me know that you got it, because I don't want to have to worry about it. So do we need to still send thank you notes today in 2025? Dancing Eric Hansen says yes.
Well, okay, we have two sides of this issue. We're on opposite ends, and we need you to tell us who's right, who's wrong. Thank you notes. Should they even exist anymore? Yes is a vote for me, Claire. Is a vote for Dancing Eric Hansen.
Yes, they should. Vote yes, Dancing Eric Hansen.
No is a vote for me. They don't even need to exist.
Okay, what do you think, callers? We need plenty of jurors. One of us has to get to 7 votes, so we're going to load the phone lines right now. What do you have to say at 200-1029? This is your moment to shine. It's Jury in a Hurry.
Who's going to win their case today, Claire or Eric? Jury in a Hurry on Z102.9.
Hey, Jury in a Hurry, do we still need to send thank you cards in this day and age?
I think I'm voting yes. However, I think for things where you're opening the gifts with guests, like a baby shower, a birthday party, then the thank you is taken care of.
But I think in general, we're fighting for thank you notes.
But you're voting yes.
For the future of thank you notes. So I'm taking that vote.
She aligns with my argument.
She does to a degree, but in general, we can't lose them at all. We'll move to this one. It is Jury in a Hurry sending thank you cards. Do you agree, yes or no?
Yes.
Another yes. Okay.
Another yes, Colin.
I'll take that yes. Hi, it's Jury in a Hurry on Z102.9 sending thank you cards. Yes or no?
I say yes.
Another yes. Hey, Jury in a Hurry, do we need to still send thank you notes in this day and age? Yes or no?
I believe that you do.
That's another yes for
another
me.
Another one.
Thank you, juror. Hi, Jury in a Hurry sending thank you cards. Do we still need to do that as a society? Yes or no?
Absolutely yes.
Absolutely, yes.
I need somebody in my corner over here. Hello?
I got a 5-0. Is that the scoreboard? 5-0?
Yeah, I got a big goose egg over here.
Jury in a Hurry sending thank you cards. Who cares, right? Or do we still need to do that?
Still do it.
Okay, well, you just need one more vote.
I got to write 7 thank yous here. Hi, Jury in a Hurry. Do we still need to send thank you cards in this day and age?
Yes, we do.
No! That's a clean sweep.
Why?
Thank you, caller. Thank you so much.
Well,
Claire,
sorry.
Dear Claire, thanks for giving a good effort. It was fun to debate you, Eric.
I'm not even going to tell Tina anything. She probably just heard it.
Sorry, Tina.
We hope you didn't hear this. Screwed up.
Morning scramble. Roll call. Dancing Eric Hansen.
You have to answer.
Roll
then
call.
You say here.
Dancing Eric Hansen. Here.
Claire is here.
Producer Ben. Here.
Here.
Nailed it. Good job, everybody.
It's going to be a beautiful weekend weather-wise.
Yes.
So make sure you do your diligence.
Most people call it due diligence, but
thank
what
you.
Do you call it?
A due diligence. What? I can't say it.
If you missed Jury in a Hurry at 7:30, and we get it, you're busy.
Sure.
It's always, we want to give you a replay, find out what the court, Kate.
You can do this.
No, I can't.
Yes. What the court case.
That's what I said. What the case. Tomorrow, sunny 85. They still got a 90 on Thursday, though. But we've cracked 70 at 71 now. I said cracked.
Yeah.
Didn't I?
No, totally. You nailed it.
Did I? Mm-hmm. To listen back to that one.
I'll leave it to Ben.
Trend right now on Facebook is to have ChatGPT roast your family photos.
What do you got, ChatGPT?
Tell me more. What do you got, ChatGPT?
But I can't talk good. Is that all you got?
Hey, ChatGPT, roast the way Claire talks. We welcome any and all input by way of the text line or the phone line at 319-270. That's my phone number. 319-310.
Like, what are you
that's
saying?
Her number. 319-200-1029. If there's a world record for not knowing what I'm saying, I just got it.
Woohoo!
You guys just witnessed that.
The best of the worst of the morning scramble.
Z102.9.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9.
Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at kzia.com.
Okay, have a good day.